Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today we're playing for a $50 Corner Bakery gift card. Brighten your day with kitchen-crafted, artisan-inspired food made by real cooks for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy all your favorites safely delivered right to your door. The Corner Bakery. Playing Stump the Millennial today is Matt and Manionk. Hey, Matt.
Yo, guys, what's going on?
What's up, brother? All
right, what's up, Matt?
Matt, we're going to ask the millennial Jack Fritz a question. While he deliberates, you're going to decide whether he gets it correct or if we stump the millennial. If you get it correct, you win. Got it?
Got it.
All right, man, hang on a second. Hi, Jack.
Hey.
We haven't talked to you in a while.
That's
we haven't
right.
heard a lot from you today. All right. Today is Emilio Estevez's birthday, the actor, 59 years old. He is the son of what actor? Think about it for a second. Matt Manionk. Matt, does he get it right, or do we stump the millennial?
Jack's a sports guy. I'm going to go with gets him wrong.
Oh, all right. Good call. All right, Jack. And I've been checking out the new Mighty Ducks show that's out there. I've seen
you
it
like
a couple
it
times
not?
Now. I mean, not really. It's really for kids. I guess it's on Disney Plus or whatever. My wife has watched all of them, so I've seen it. But anyway, Emilio Estevez.
This is because I know it. As soon as you say it, I'll be mad. But his dad's also Martin Sheen, right?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Final answer: Martin Sheen is correct. Matt, you lose. Sorry, buddy.
He did not play the music.
Brother of Charlie Sheen, son of Martin Sheen. There you go.
Never a doubt.
Do you not play the music when you win?
Yeah, but he's.
Do.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about anybody else. All right, we'll give that away before we get out of here. Emilio Estevez, 59 years old. Do you remember him being married to Paula Abdul?
Yes.
I say don't. I was just looking at it. I'm like, hmm. Uh-huh. He didn't really like.
Young Guns?
Yeah, I mean. But where's he been since the? I mean, he really hasn't done much in 20 years or something like that.
I think those Mighty Ducks was his last foray.
Yes. Right? Yeah, it seems like it, right? Huge Mighty Ducks, Breakfast Club, obviously. Remember Stakeout?
Yeah, with Dreyfuss.
With Richard Dreyfuss. That was a funny movie.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Young Guns 1 and 2.
They were good movies, Young Guns. Yeah, they were good 80s movies.
Those are my last. Probably the last time I watched any Emilio Estevez movies. Obviously, he was 2-Bit and The Outsiders.
Yes.
So that's the first time I'd seen him, was in The Outsiders, the movie The Outsiders in the 80s. But, yeah, after that, I wasn't into the Mighty Ducks.
No?
No, I wasn't into the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I remember the movies, obviously, but I didn't.
Do you know why I think that is, though? Because it was like you were probably already in
I think I was
college.
Playing. Yeah.
And I was, I mean, that was mid-90s.
That mid-90s,
yeah.
My generation loved the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, the Flying V.
Yes, it's. I don't even really know it.
I don't either.
I don't really know it, honestly. Like, it is considered one of the good sports movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just like another, it's like a Tim Tebow story. That's what the Mighty Ducks is. Tim Tebow wants to be a Disney movie. So just make the Disney movie out of him and forget about it after that, all right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he does want to be a Disney movie.
He does.
Yeah.
Right. In the Disney movies, it's all bogus anyway, and the stuff's made up. So just make it up now and don't try to play it.
Yep.
Don't try to make the team. Look who's on the line.
Who's that? Chuck.
Chuck from Mount Airy checking in. Chuckles.
Hey, yo, what's going on, gang? How you feeling?
How you feeling? What happened to
what's
your
up,
Sixers
Chuck?
Last night, Chuck?
Listen, we playing a B team right now. We getting ready for the regular season to be over. We about to start the playoffs. That's what we focus on right now. We ain't focused on the regular season. Playoff fashion.
Or Joel Embiid didn't play, and they can't win squat without Joel Embiid. Because your boy Ben, Mr. Defensive Player of the Year, didn't look great last night.
Hey, listen, real quick before I start on that.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, we can't win without Ben either. So don't even give me that, all right? Now listen, I want to give a shout out to my main man. I had to call up, and we're going to call up here today. But Spike Eskin, you are the man. And God bless everything that you do, brother. Congratulations, man.
Oh, that was nice of you, sure. Chuck.
That's my main man, Spike. Me and Spike, you know what I mean? I can't say the same about his father. But I can say Spike Eskin is the man, and that's it.
Well, you are his favorite caller, yes. So I can expect. I understand why you would like him.
Hey, well, listen, no, it ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? You got no real recognized real. You know what I'm saying?
And all right.
My main man. You know what I mean? Straight up, he deserves everything that's happening to him. Good things happen to good people.
All right.
So I just wish him the best when he go up there in New York and represent Philly to the fullest up there in the 718.
Well, it's really the 2-1-2. 7-1-8 came along later.
Hey, listen, I got a bone to pick with you and Jack Fritz. Why Ooh. Don't y'all make y'all bid, man? You know what I mean? When you're 13 years old, y'all don't make y'all
You make
bid.
Your bed,
I
Chuck?
Bid when you get up.
No.
I make my bid every day. If I don't make it, my wife make it. You're a grown man. Make your bid, man.
I've never made my bed once in my life.
I have no idea, Chuck. They wouldn't be able to live in my house. I know that much.
Man, my grandma would have whipped me so bad. It was installing us, man.
Exactly.
Make
yep.
What's going on over in WIP? You got people that call out on their birth after their birthday. You got guys that sleep in at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Like, what's going on over
there? That's the same person.
Yeah, I'm trying to. We just praise Spike for all that he's done here with the station, but we got some questionable hires here. We got guys.
Man, that's bold.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe it wasn't a good hire.
Jack! That's another question.
Hey, listen, right? Say yeah. Like this. I looked at the schedule today. I got the Birds winning 11 games solid. Solid.
I got them in nine, Chuck.
Games.
I'm up. I'm up. I'm up to
solid?
Nine wins, Chuck. I'm up to nine wins.
By September, Mike, you'll be at 11. Trust me. You'll be at 11 by September. Give it a couple more months.
Mm.
As soon as we get closer.
So the number two Jalen Hurts fan in the Delaware Valley is feeling good today.
Number one Jalen Hurts fan. But you know what? I'm gonna let his actions speak for itself. I'm the number one Jalen Hurts fan. I'm gonna be the first one rocking that number one jersey out there when we win that division this year. Mark my words.
All right.
I love it.
Peace out, y'all. I love y'all, man. Good night.
Love right, you, Chuck. Love you, brother.
All right, there he is, Chuck.
Chuck gets the I love you.
Look, I mean, listen, turn over a new leaf. We're all on the same page now.
Yeah, honestly, like, they're out of control. Like, the herd. Like, listen, you can be positive about the Eagles. There's no shot, and I mean no shot.
No, no.
They're winning 11 games. Do you see this Eagles roster? I mean, sure, like, I get it, but stop.
I mean, people are optimistic,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, listen, yeah, they can be optimistic wherever they want to be
listen,
optimistic.
Do you know what it's like, Jack, since we've been talking about Tebow? It's like the people that used to talk about how Tebow's a good NFL quarterback, and like after a while, you just kind of let them say what they want to say because it's funny.
Who the hell was saying that?
A lot of people that would call and, oh, well, he just wins. I know he doesn't have high completion percentage, but, you know, he threw for 316 yards in the playoff game. You know, right. Tebow, 316. Think that's a coincidence? And after a while, you just kind of laugh, and you don't want to, you know, and you don't want to kill him because it amuses you. It's almost like it's the Nick Foles call that says that
right.
that says that oh, they should have kept him instead yeah. of Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Even with him not working out with Carson Wentz,
that still was the right
it's,
decision.
It's still ridiculous to yes. think that they were actually going to keep Nick Foles over their former number one overall pick. I
mean, who's been benched twice,
right?
Since he left,
who has done nothing since he left here, and he's a backup
quarterback. The Eagles didn't want him back.
Well, no, of course not.
Report.
No, of course they don't. Well, it was the salary, and they're smart enough to know that's another distraction.
Well, we're
creating.
Just lucky Julio didn't have a show this week because they were training for Foles if he had a show.
Awesome. All right, let's go to Harry in Waterford Works. Harry, how are you?
Hey,
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey,
I'm glad Chuck brought up the making the bed comment.
Right.
I want to tell you something. There's something on the internet. I'm not sure exactly who did it, but it was a general in the military. And he said the reason why they make the beds is because they live in a world of accomplishments. And at least when you get up in the morning and you make your bed, you've made your first accomplishment. And then he goes on and espouses all the things that they do in the military, and he finishes it up. And he says, after the day is complete, at least your bed is made.
If you want to change the world,
made my bed until I heard that, and I said, son of a gun, he's right. And I've been making my bed ever since.
And have you become a millionaire since making the bed, or has it changed your fortunes?
I wouldn't go that far, but I have a million stories.
Very cool.
I like it.
All right, so he said, if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you made your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day.
But isn't waking up the first accomplishment of the day?
Yeah, well, making coffee for me is the first accomplishment of the day. Is getting the kids in front of the TV and putting on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or Bluey and then making coffee. So whatever. All right, we'll do the Corner Bakery $50 gift card is going to go out on the prize line coming up in a second. But let's do the Marks and Reese text line first. Hit it.
Text line.
Yeah, still a little hurt. Yep.
What's next? Yeah.
Oh, is that a hinky? That's a hinky.
Yeah,
reference.
Well, he checked in on Spike's, big day.
Right. He needed.
Ah, yes.
Sam needs the Wi-Fi. That's where he goes to the Starbucks and he pens his life story.
His 13-page resignation letter.
Oh my God! You remember that?
Yes.
How pathetic.
No, stop.
How many people read that thing?
I welled up.
Not me. I read the crib notes.
13 pages. Now I'm out.
Yeah. Again, like I said, pathetic. What's next?
Ooh, boy.
I would hope not.
No.
Yeah, I would hope not. I mean, it's a successful segment. We all love it. The people love it.
Most importantly, we love it.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
We're from Philadelphia and we fight.
Yes, we'll fight for it. Yep. We will. What's next?
I'm not a New York guy, so
yeah,
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, it'd be tough for any of us to go up there and work.
Yeah, I wouldn't last.
No, of course.
Well, there'd be no thank you for your services.
No, like honestly, do you?
And I'm going up there, guns a-blazing, ripping every team.
Wouldn't that be awesome? We're just saying
they all suck up there, besides the Yankees. So
right,
no, like because you would because here
and the
like,
Nets. Sorry.
Listen, we follow the sports radio business enough to where they don't do takes up in New York like we do down here.
Well, for now,
right? Exactly. At least they didn't. Right. So there's nobody up there screaming and yelling. Zach Wilson's gonna suck.
Right.
Yet.
Right. But like,
things change, man.
Yeah, Daniel Jones. They just talk about like, oh, Daniel Jones, man. I'd be tearing Daniel Jones in the
right.
two. He stinks. I mean, that's what I'd be saying.
We'd have had a field day with Joe Judge last year.
Holy cow, would have been great. What's next? Every listener wants to text with him.
Yeah, can you imagine the text? The coaching drop board from New York.
Yeah, Judgy and, Sala would be.
He seems kind of boring.
What about, Booney?
Yeah, Booney would be pretty
Boone
good.
Might give you something. Yep. I don't even know who. They
Rojas,
just fired the
Rojas wouldn't be anything with the Mets. Steve Nash is
Steve Nash.
A zero.
Oh, you have a fear. With Kyrie and
yeah. Well, Thibs. I mean, Thibs would give us some
yes.
drops.
Yep.
I don't care about hockey.
Yeah, well, he just got fired anyway, so the Rangers guy did at least. Jack, how many of how many people text with you from the listeners text with you? Bruce the Weatherman?
Five or six.
That's unbelievable.
Does Chuck text you?
Only when he's wants to get on the air. But for, he thinks I don't answer. It's like, Chuck, I answer your calls. Like, I'll, like, relax, Chuck. I got Mad Mike. I got Andy. Andy texts me after he gets off the air and says, I got Ike, didn't I? I was like, no, you didn't. Yet again.
Oh, and Andy's in the, I'm gonna try to right. attack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so listen.
Scott and Delco. I text Scott and Delco.
Okay. So people from the Fantasy Football League that need your, that have your
Al.
Number because of
yeah,
Angry Al.
Al.
Ah, okay.
Because I'm the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League.
Right.
So I got to talk with them.
Doesn't do anything other than talk, text with
them. Exactly.
Well, if you're looking for Jack's number, just direct message me on Instagram or Twitter, at John Marks Media, and
wow,
I'll give it
using,
to you.
Using my number to get more followers. Very sad.
Yep. What's next?
Text line.
That's not right.
Yeah, I saw more than a few people that had the picture of Spike saying like, "Oh, going to WFAN." They reply with a picture of Giglio and say, "Can you take him with you?"
Oh, that's not right.
I know.
It's like, that's not right.
No.
Our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers, and you're supporting the home team with a locally owned and operated business. You won't regret it. Online, marks-jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. Caller number 6 for the $50 gift card to the Corner Bakery at our contest line, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. You will win a $50 gift card to the Corner Bakery. Today is the two-year anniversary, Ike, of the quadruple doink.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That was not a fun night.
It was not a fun night. No, do you have it, Jack? Go for it.
Awesome.
Go. Yeah. Man.
Wow. Set.
Wow.
I didn't realize Kevin Harlan went in like that. Should have said that to him when we had him on. Like, seriously, bro.
I didn't remember him on the call.
I didn't either. But it makes sense.
Yep.
Was that the radio call or the TV call?
TV call.
TV.
It was the TV call?
Yep.
So it was I thought that was a Sunday game.
Was it a TNT game on a Sunday?
It was Sunday night. Because it was the series finale, but final season of Game of Thrones, and that was every Sunday night. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying it was a TNT game. So, yeah, they must have been another game on the ABC that day.
Right.
Right? Because it's game seven.
You would think it'd be network.
Yeah, the main game.
Yeah. Yep.
But,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that hurt. And that was the shot, obviously, that kept the game from going into overtime. But just losing that series and not winning, it brought us back to that game 4 where they had the chance to win the series and they couldn't win it. And we all knew at that point, it's like, man, that was
the
series game
that, yep.
right there, because then Toronto went back and won game 5. That gave them the 3-2 lead in the series because the Sixers had a chance to go up 3-1. After game 4.
Yeah, they needed it.
So that tied the series at 2, and then Toronto went back and blew out the Sixers in game 5. And then game 6, we thought the series was over. Brett Brown was going to get fired after that game. They were reporting it nationally. If they don't win this game, this could be Brett Brown's last game.
And they got the win, and it saved his job.
Yeah. That, along with Embiid and guys lobbying
for him. Yep. Yeah, what a – man. I just watching it back today and hearing the doink in, like, man. And how crazy, Kawhi wins a championship. He's in Toronto for like 3 seconds, and then he's gone like that. They get their championship. They're happy as hell.
Would you have traded Ben for Kawhi?
I mean, would have guaranteed a championship,
It wouldn't have guaranteed a championship, but it would have put him closer.
No, it would have guaranteed him a championship.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Yeah, if Toronto wins with Kawhi, then how the hell is this team,
though? Yeah, you put Kawhi with Embiid? Yeah. Problem is, he wouldn't have stayed.
Exactly.
No, he would have been gone.
So, to Jack's point, would have it guaranteed a championship that year?
Right. Which it probably would have because, well, you saw the Warriors would have to get lucky with the injuries and stuff. But if Kawhi leaves, then you're stuck with Fultz.
Right. And we probably don't have – do we still have – do we make the other moves for Tobias and those guys. Remember?
Well, they were already. Yeah. The Jimmy Butler trade.
That's what I'm saying. They had to make two trades there. So if you trade Ben for Kawhi, are the other moves made also?
What you're saying is that trading Rocco was a mistake, and Rocco would still be here with Dario.
Probably would be.
Dario would not still be here.
Yeah, Dario would
just,
not be
just
here.
Just FYI.
No, but that Jiri would have been, and Landry Shamet, and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Landry Shamet's on another team now.
Yes.
He's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, the Clippers loved him so much. He's already, I mean, listen.
You've always been an anti-Landry.
Shamet?
Yeah.
No, I always got a kick out of people who were like, oh, you traded Shamet. It's like, dude.
I was a Shamet guy.
Yeah.
A guy's got a great stroke.
I look at his box scores. Well, I mean, he's a good role player, right? He can shoot the three. But, we have that. We also have the Phillies tonight against the Nats. Hopefully it's not a four-hour game.
Yeah, we neglected the Phillies today.
We did.
Oh, every other show is complaining about baseball. Like, it's like there's one game that goes 4 hours with all these foul balls, and it has to be a whole show about how baseball's dead, ruined every day, every day.
I knew you didn't want to do that show today.
Yeah, I was like, can we do anything else?
I actually thought that game was long last night, but like when you look at the Segura at bat where he fouled how many, like 13, 14 pitchers or something like that? With the foul balls, like I love that kind of baseball where it's like 3-2, here they go again. Fouled another one off. But 4 hours is a little bit too much for a game.
For any game.
a 9-inning game.
But I got him with another win tonight.
Zach Wheeler against John Lester.
Oh, good matchup.
Oh, Lester's cooked.
Yeah, Lester's cooked.
Well, good name matchup. Bryce, home run last night.
Absolutely.
Smoked it.
Loved it.
Phillies are our favorites tonight on the road. -134 on FanDuel right now.
Let's get us a series win on the road, baby.
You like it?
Yes.
And then you have Zach Eflin tomorrow. So but next sweep. Next time we talk, we'll be post-game Phillies tomorrow.
Yep.
Looking for a sweep before they go to Buffalo.
And we're doing wins and losses at 5 tomorrow?
Yeah, because we'll have a full schedule.
Yeah.
Yep. So Ike's already going at least 9. We will see. So that's coming up tomorrow. Joe Giglio will lead you into the Phillies with leading off. Phils and Nationals after that. We're back tomorrow. Everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you then. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!